Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Calm breeze blows outside. I don't bring strong thoughts so warm. And they go deep inside. Friends say I'll change, I don't listen, 'cause I live to be deep inside of you.
Song of the day, Deep Inside of You by Third Eye Blind. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
All right, okay.
Once again, your song of the day, Deep Inside of You by Third Eye Blind. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
That song begs a question, Jake. Were you emasculated over the weekend?
No, I was not. I hadn't played Third Eye Blind for a long time.
Yeah, that would be okay.
I was trying to find a Third Eye Blind song. Because I've played the hits before. I've played Semi-Charmed Life. I've played Jumper. I've played How's It Gonna Be.
What happened?
I just...
How about some Jimi Hendrix?
You ask for Jimi Hendrix every day.
How about some Eric Clapton?
You ask for Eric Clapton every day.
How about some Mellencamp?
Maybe. I played him once or twice.
Something with a little more oomph. That's getting a low score.
Well, listen,
gotten a lot of high scores.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I this is like the bell curve. It's got to come down at some point, right?
Yeah, it's coming.
You can't stay on top forever.
Here comes the curve.
Yeah,
here comes the curve.
He's what coming happened? Screaming down the hill.
Why did you play that like deep cut?
Is that not a deep cut? That's probably maybe like their seventh biggest song.
Deep cut, Third Eye Blind.
But they had a lot of songs. Maybe sixth biggest song.
Harris ain't giving that a score either. He's not. You're getting low all the way around today.
I'm fine with it.
It had a nice sound. It did.
Okay.
There's
one compliment there. It had a nice sound to it.
It definitely has a nice sound. And it's not like it's well done. I mean, Third Eye Blind's going to do quality music. It's just a curious pick on a Monday. I would think you'd want to get Monday rolling. And you came with that.
Yeah, I did.
I would think you'd bring it on Monday.
I brought it. You just didn't catch it.
It was quality music. Just an odd choice.
What's your first score here?
5.8.
Okay, I'm surprised. I thought you'd be like in the threes or fours with your description.
It's quality.
All right, Harrison. Not
5.8.
I'm going to go with just 2.6.
Yeah, he's not very touchy-feely, Harrison.
No, not at all.
He kind of giggled, in fact, when that song was got into.
Never a good sign if he's giggling.
3.3.
Oh!
3.7.
What did I say? 3.6 or 3.7? Oh, I said 2.6.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of sappy, says Harrison.
Just a little. I'm interested in what the text line says.
Well, let's see.
Then I'm interested in what the text line says about our question.
Yes. Okay. Michael in Carolina says a 6. Dreadful from Scott. It's a 1.5.
Okay.
Jennifer says, 5.
Jennifer. Yeah. See, that's really low for
Jennifer. She's been pretty low recently. I haven't got above a 7 from here for a long time.
You
got
to do better tomorrow.
6.9 from Cody.
Okay, Cody.
7 from Rod.
Eric. 7. Rod liked that.
Eric says 1.7. R. Eric. He says love Third Eye Blind, but how can you somehow pick some of the worst songs from really good bands? How do you do that? Damn you, Jake. Damn you. 1.7.
Eric.
Milkman says pretty much crap. Good job, Jake. Way to start the week off.
That's what I thought. I thought you'd come with something.
R. Corey says a 3.
R. Corey.
Yeah. Another Corey that wants to be R's.
Okay.
3.5. You can also be R. Corey.
Yeah, you're both R. Corey.
Sanderson says, no, 2.2. Oh, no. Solid 10. Hendrix would be a 0.
Oh, come on.
How about that?
All right.
3.5 from Space Cadet. 3.17 from Taylor and a 2 from Cam, who says, go Bengals.
Pretty low, Jake.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, we asked the question, is it concerning or more than concerning? Are we failing in our duties as radio, Lincoln Radio Sports Talk co-hosts, if we actively miss tonight's Indiana-Nebraska basketball game at PBA?
Here are all the texts that came in.
If we don't watch the game, are we falling short of our duties?
Here are the responses I had got on the text line in order to that when we asked the question. Someone says, I'm highly considering not watching the game either. You're good.
Okay.
Matt says, we understand it's miserable watching this team.
Okay.
Next up, Joe says, why would anybody want to watch tonight? It's a lost season. That's 3 straight. Okay. Number 4, Corey says, it would concern me more if you had any interest in watching the game. I've had a personal boycott for the last 6 games.
Okay.
Trent says, hell no, most fans won't be. I saw free tickets several places.
Okay.
That's 6 straight texts saying they don't care. Faisal says, at this point, I'm just watching to see how far off the rails this can go.
Okay.
That's, self-harm there, basically. Someone says, completely understandable to not watch. Time is valuable, and this is simply not a good investment in time.
Okay.
Sanderson says, how could I criticize you for not watching when I have no intention at all of watching? Why make a Monday worse than they already are?
Was that Sanderson?
Yeah. Joel says, it's bad and understandable at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's the first one saying,
yeah,
poor luck, but I get it.
I have some guilt. like, and I'm not, I haven't made my final decision yet. I might watch. Go ahead, keep going.
This is what I said I was going to read. That I'm curious how your thoughts. This is why I needed somebody to push back. Okay, okay,
we need
this.
What
I got?
Okay,
text. This is Dexter, no name.
Okay.
Honestly, you guys add nothing as far as basketball insight, just constant bitching. It would be nice if you just kept Nebraska out of your mouth. I've tried.
Okay.
I've tried, Dexter.
Well, I mean, Dexter, you got to give us some suggestions.
Why can't I constantly bitch about a team that's 0-7 and has lost many games by a lot of points?
Yeah, they've, Dexter, well, we got to, I mean, I got to ask him a couple questions. Suggestion, how do you turn the conversation positive for a team that's been eliminated from NIT contention
on January 17th?
I mean, what do you want us to talk about exactly? What's interesting to you about this team?
I
Trey McGowan's coming back.
Okay, that's okay. Good story.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
But they weren't great with Trey McGowan's in the lineup.
They lost to Western Illinois.
Right.
And they got smoked by Creighton.
Right.
He got hurt that game, I know.
Hurt
but still.
That game, but. I mean, okay, but it is, you know, the local team. We're getting some calls.
What's going on?
We're getting some calls here. Well, it is the Nebraska men's basketball team that we cover. I mean, you're starting to eliminate teams. I mean, you can't just eliminate all the bad teams that, or we wouldn't be covering much. And we don't do this for football, by the way, Jake. We don't have this conversation about football, right? Right.
Well, there's only 12 games. Yeah. They play once a week, not two times or three times a week.
Yeah, they're in a 4-game and 10-day stretch here. 4 games and 10 days. I want to see what these calls say.
I don't think they're anything at all.
You don't?
There's nothing there.
They're just what are you going
on? Some spam calls. Let's go with that.
Do you think this? So yep. Spam calls coming in?
I think yeah, it's a lot of spam calls going in.
Okay.
Okay. So again, there you go. There's your response. Someone else, Kent says. I wouldn't ask you to clean up my dog's barf. So that request to you guys to watch seems unreasonable.
Huh. We did have some. We had one out of how many?
Like 20.
Pushback.
Yep.
One that pushed back. I just want some suggestions on how to keep it positive. I do think tonight is a W for Nebraska.
I don't.
The best I can do is they're bound. Is
I like your positivity, but I think you're crazy. Before we get to break, last thing I want to tell you that Bills game, Buffalo Bills and
okay.
Patriots
yes.
on Saturday night.
Yes.
I didn't see this during the game. I saw it yesterday. Yeah. I saw a post on Twitter. Do you know who was in the stands shirtless cheering for the Buffalo Bills on Saturday in 8-degree weather with wind? None other than the wonderful, the great Ryan Fitzpatrick, also known as Ryan Fitzmagic. My beloved former Dolphins quarterback. The only team he didn't play for in the AFC East was New England. He played for the Jets, the Bills, and the Dolphins. And he is still, I mean, I guess the season's over, but he was on a one-year deal with the football team, Washington. He played in one game. He got hurt.
He was out there shirtless?
He had his big beard, had his wonderful, luscious hair, and he had no shirt on.
You're kidding me.
At 39 years old. That guy has more swag than I could ever dream of. I would never be a shirtless at 8 degrees.
I'm amazed that people can do that. I am a snowflake when it comes to that. There's no way I'm doing that.
Fitzpatrick is a tough dude.
Yeah, yeah.
He's he got hurt this year and didn't play after the first game, but he's still tough.
He is.
He's still tough.
Yeah, he had a good career.
I'm a Dolphins fan, and that dude was tough in Miami. Tough as nails. And I will always respect him. And that was hilarious to see him out there.
So that is. It's amazing.
Just with the season over last week, I'll go watch the Bills, my former team. Let's go cheer him on. Top of the hour next. Hey, Kirk Ferentz has 7 more years in Iowa. Will Nebraska ever get over their woes against him? That's up next in Early Break of the Ticket.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.